Okay, we have Sichos Hischazkus from Tzvi Meyer. Shmuz that was said by Rav the Ravin, Shalashudas and Devarim, Tovshin Samachtes. So he writes, he says, Yadula Kulan, we all know, Shetika Nashon Bias Mashiach, the way to bring Mashiach, Toli Ba'avas Chinam, is with an unconditional love for Klal Yisro. Vatikin Shal Bechiah Shal Chinam. This is the way that we fix with the Meraglim, the response when there was a Bechiah, crying of vanity, v'shasin eschinam, hatred for no reason, chinam nimchanu, we were sold for naught. Or l'shamayim zechus yagin l'omashit tzorich lefarsim shemashiach yavam mitoch avas Yisrael. It's necessary for us to publicize and to live with the reality that Mashiach will come through avas Yisrael. Be'ezus Hashem yizborach, nevor avoid ham yuchedes shel avas Yisrael. To talk a little bit about what is that unique avoid we need to think about of avas Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, Gol Rishon, Gol Achron. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the first Redeemer and who will be the last one. The Rebbe doesn't quote it, but it's the Orach Chaim. Moshe, Masha, Haya, Hu, Shiyihye. He was the first Goel and he will be the last Goel. Megalulanu, Shavod, Zerishonahu. Moshe teaches us that the first thing is, Bayotze Lechov, to go out to your brothers. Batseis Me'atzmo. Means physically to go out, it means to remove from yourself. Remove your selfishness, remove your concerns with yourself, and to put yourself into a situation where you care about others. The way it was in the original Golus, which the Sfarim say is the root of every exile, the same thing is going to be before Mashiach comes. Like when you leave Mitzrayim, I'll show you wonders. Kodem geulas Mitzrayim haya hagezeira shel tevin lo nitin lavdech. Not the gonna give any straw. Tevin, he says, is Rosh Tevis b'mistarim tivke nafshi, that my heart is crying in my soul is crying in hidden chambers. Tevin ramas la'olam habina, the world of bina. Bina and bechinas yovel, the way of redemption, of returning back to its source. Cherus, freedom. Aide ha'tevin efshel iftoch. With this, one can untie the chains that are holding him back from being selfish and being totally focused on themselves. And that's what Avas Yisrael is. It means to reach out and to look up, care for others. He continues, Kevin Shinistim Halavavas, but since our hearts are so sealed and closed, Roim Lefamim Bizmanenu Anoshim, sometimes we'll see nowadays people, Hatoin Litaina Sheinhem Argishim Shetrichim Vias Mashiach. They think, I don't need Mashiach to come. Rachmonalish doesn't Mehai Daita. Hashem should save us from this twisted logic. Ketan Yitochin, how could it be? Shein Margishim Tzorach Vias Mashiach. How could it be a person doesn't feel that they need Mashiach to come? So many tzoras are affecting the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Loretz. But a guy has a period where it's going good for him. It's not as bad. I don't have as bad as my neighbor does. Yochel ha'yetzer lidmoso she'ein tzorech l'mashiach. See, the Yetzer comes and tricks a person into thinking, I don't need Mashiach. V'chol ze bolo ayide Yetzer shel gamayim. It's because they're selfish. They're thinking about themselves. He continues later on in the piece, and he says a very stark words. V'isner b'yuruchum, z'chus n'genu, devarim charifim ma'oid, very sharp. The Anu Oimrim had the Varam were saying these things. Kiyala Yetzer Yesh Ludavar Basafa Harifa. You have to speak very stark to your Yetzahara. Chemod Isim Balatanya. I'm assuming that he's referring to the Tanya writes. I think it's in Perech Chavtes that sometimes if a log can't catch fire, you have to chop it up into small pieces so that the fire can take hold. Sometimes when a person is so full of themselves, you have to break himself down into small pieces, and by breaking himself, then the fire can take hold, and he can hear the words he needs to hear. He says, Rabbi Yeruchim Omer, Shiyitochin Hadovish Ha'orim Nimsa B'Tveikus Atzuma, a person in tremendous state of Tveikus, Hein Be'ez Tfila, Mitoch Tveikus Atzuma, whether he's davening, Hein Be'ez Hodol Hashem Yizborach, Mitoch Tveikus Atzuma, he has Hodol, Uve'etzem Hu Rosh Marusha. In this place of Tveikus, the person's a Rosh Marusha, Shehu Oimed, Umoidel Hashem Yizborach, Almash Zoch Levonim. Thank you, Hashem, for all you've given me for Bonim. Bo bizman shijharbe batim shadayim lo nifgu bizar shel kayomo. And at the same time, there's many houses that have not yet been blessed with the tremendous gift, the miracle of children. Heim of venehem, them or their children, ve'ein zoicher klal levake shalehem. And he doesn't daven for them at that moment of it. So it comes out, it's shtarka musar, but to hear it, that when a person has their moment of joy, not to forget those who are not yet in the same situation. And that's the idea of Avas Yisrael. That's not all about me. It's about the Klal Yisrael. He says a little bit later on in the piece, V'yeshod b'china kish'odem mukaf klipa shogamai. When a person is surrounded with this klipa of being selfish and thinking about themselves, sh'az enem margish klal ha'toiv shehu mukaf bo. He doesn't feel the goodness that Hashem has surrounded him with. Chasodim ha'oisim imo avinu shabashman, all the chesed that avinu shabashman has done for this person. Umutra kol hayom b'devarim ha'ketan shechosel. He's so busy the whole day about thinking all the small, minor little things that he's lacking in his life. The non nachazel, and he'll groan and he'll sigh and give a krecht. I don't have this, I don't have that. B'makim shi'iyah osik b'chasodim shu mukaf behem. Instead of recognizing all the tremendous chesed that Hashem has given it. V'yismach v'yodol avinu shabashman, he should be such a simcha and says, thank you so much for everything you've given me. You're crying over small things. You're crying over things that are not. You're crying over something that's just a mabekach. Why are you groaning? Hashem is giving you open, revealed chesed in your life. At the same time, you have so much good. All you can do is complain about these little things. When a person finds himself, God forbid, in a hospital, in a place like this, mukaf bechevli tzoros, he's surrounded with such unpleasant things. Kashe yishaleu, you'll ask him, ima chom mekashalov, or is it too hot for you? Is it too cold for you in the shul? O shema hatefilos chavera bekol, mafrios lo, o shar nyonim. Did your friend next to you, is he davening too loudly? Is he bothering you? Mehiros hatefil, they daven too fast, psuki de zimmer not go according to your speed? O Ichir HaChavruso, did your Chavruso come a little bit late to Seder today? Bevadeh Adam Ahu Machmes Tzorosav Eini Yodea Klal Im Cham Im Kor. He has no knowledge whatsoever. Is it hot out? Is it cold out? He doesn't care. Ve'im Kein Lamal Ni She'ein Bebeis HaRafua Margish Bekushizeh. So why is a person who's not in the basis room feel these things? Lefisha Hashem is Baruch Rechem Olav. Hashem is such Rachmanus. V'harbi Olav Toivus. It's so much good for this person. V'im kein bevadish yeshel letzeis me'abechir shel chinam. So Rav Tzvi Meir is teaching us that we have to get out of crying over small things. We sit over by Shalosh Shudas that a person could have a beautiful picnic. They could pack up, plan the whole day. They bring out all the delicious foods, the deli sandwiches, and the drinks, and all the fancy desserts. And as they're unpacking, one second, who forgot the mustard? What? There's no mustard? Okay, pack up, we're going home. The whole picnic is ruined. Many times in life, we focus on the one small, minor thing that's lacking instead of the 99% of the good things that we have going on. And that's human nature. Rav Tzvi Meir is challenging us to grow and prepare for Tisha B'Av by thinking about Yenim, by thinking about someone else. It's not only about me. And that's what he began by saying, that Ahavas Yisrael is when one has a true concern and a true care for others. When a person is so selfish and so blinded, all they can see. He brings a story with the tzaddikim, that a person who was poor and wanted to help out, so he got a brocha and he was benched and he had a lot of... He had a nice parnasa, so he was able to give tzedakah to others. But once he became wealthy, he stopped giving out tzedakah. So the Rebbe took him and says, what's the difference between a mirror and a glass pane? They're both a window. What's the difference between a mirror and a window? They're both made out of glass. So he explained to his chassid, no, because with the mirror, there's some silver behind it. And when a person has some silver in their life, then all they can see is themselves. That's why it's a mirror. But when there's no silver there, then you can see out, and you look out the window, and you can see others. The Musar, the Chizuk that the Rebbe is giving us, is that it's time to stop being small, to think like a big person, to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to look out to see what others need, and not to focus upon ourselves. Merit Hashem, if we internalize this message, then we'll be zeichah this year to be dancing with Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehera b'yameinu in a rebuilt Yerushalayim.